Good evening, and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Mount Thelonious stopped by KVNF yesterday to play a few tunes before their show at the Revolution Brewery. This acoustic trio from St. Louis encompass folk, klezmer, traditional rock and roll, and bluegrass into their sound. We'll start off with their song, Good Day, Sir.
And the strength of man, it slowly fades, and the darkest days creep. And as we fight for survival, the reaper starts to weep, and we say, should survive. Feel it creep behind your mind, and know that everything is alright. The reaper has no interest in your kind, and we say, good day.
With their song, Good Day, Sir. We're here with this acoustic trio hailing from St. Louis, Missouri. They're here to play at the Revolution Brewery in Paonia. We've got Ian Lubar on vocals and guitar, Alyssa Avery on violin and vocals, and Mark Wallace playing the upright bass. Thanks for joining us today on Talkin' Music, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
What's the music scene in St. Louis like? Is there a lot of more acoustic kind of stuff happening? And
yeah, it's pretty varied, which is nice. You know, we studied jazz in college, so that's kind of, we have a definitely like improvisational music background. There's a decent scene there. you know, there is a lot of acoustic music from, there's more traditional stuff and a little bit more modern, like what we do, I guess, even though we're definitely inspired by that as well.
There's a lot of blues bands.
Yeah, St. Louis has a pretty good blues scene, too.
A lot of swing band stuff going on.
So it's pretty diverse, which is nice.
Yeah. How did you come up with the name Mount Thelonious?
The namesake is, I guess, Thelonious Monk, and then we tried to put a landscape. Mount sounds epic.
Yeah.
Sounds larger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe there was a Mount Thelonious somewhere.
Maybe someday.
I think there should be, really.
To be fair, we didn't look. There might be.
There might be.
So you all kind of break the notions of what an acoustic trio is supposed to do. What are they supposed to do? And how are you kind of breaking the mold with that?
I guess whenever you know people see pictures of us or read a little bit about us, you know, people aren't exactly sure what to expect. They kind of expect something more traditional, or if they hear that we, you know, kind of study jazz a little bit, then they maybe expect that. So I think, you know, we've been told, you know, by friends of ours in St. Louis that, you know, we kind of are more like a rock band with, you know, kind of traditional acoustic instruments. I don't think it necessarily, when you hear it, I don't think it's too surprising. It seems to make sense. But it's a little hard to, I mean, I guess all music is kind of hard to qualify and quantify, because music, of course, is more than the words that you give it.
Yeah.
Who would you say the bands that are out there now that you guys really enjoy listening to?
Well, we were actually talking about this earlier. I really enjoy Lake Street Dive in terms of bands that are sort of doing something a little bit different, but also sort of, they still have very strong roots in like a sort of like their soul R&B sort of thing, but like it's like a whole different feel to it. It's very cool. So they're definitely a band that I enjoy listening to a lot.
I know for me, being a string player who is playing music that's not classical and not necessarily folk music, you know, I really dig bands like, you know, Andrew Bird and Ben Solee and things where people are taking, you know, the violin or any kind of other kind of traditional classical string instruments and putting them somewhere different.
I feel like you guys are pretty young. Are you young? Are you in your 20s? Or
yes.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of people in their 20s now that are getting into music that has really old, like old timey kind of roots to it. Which I think that's great, and they're kind of putting their own spin on it. Like I know you guys do some standards and
yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I know in St. Louis where we're from, you know, there's been, you know, a big inspiration for some kind of swing music, and you know, the artist Pokey LaFarge has his space out of St. Louis. And he's gotten really big lately. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. There's been a lot more interesting kind of like historical element of music, which has been great. And we, you know, we can't help but be inspired by it.
Have you guys done any festivals?
We did this festival in Ann Arbor, Michigan called the Hash Bash. It's been going on for about, I think I saw it was like 40 years or something. And it's basically like a legalized marijuana thing. And we got invited to go play it, and we ended up on the stage in front of about 5,000 people. So that was cool.
And a big cloud of smoke.
Yeah, we didn't really know what to expect. I guess we shouldn't have been surprised, but it was a very mellow crowd.
Yeah,
very mellow.
I can imagine. Well, I'd love to hear another song from you guys. This is Mount Thelonious, and they're passing through town. So glad to have you.
I'll do all I needed.
Very nice. daylight, take me always, break me in two. And it wasn't very nice. There's a washed-up clown playing fiddle for nickels and dimes, and he's been standing on the corner since the queen left him behind. Oh, and he knows, yes he knows, he can't stay there for long. And he prays with all his might that someone will hear his song. Oh, sweet caressing heart. Very nice. This is a washed-up clown. He's playing fiddle, nickels and dimes. He's been standing on the corner since the queen left him behind. Oh, and he knows, yes, he knows, that he can't stay here for long. Oh, and he prays with all his might that someone will hear his song.
was really lovely, you guys. Thank you. I'm here with Mount Thelonious, and that song is called All I Needed. Can you tell me who wrote that?
I did.
Well, who can you tell me the story behind it?
So a lot of the songs I write are sort of, I guess, very thematic. And so, like, I'll sort of create a story in my head, whether it's real or not, or maybe it's based on actual events or whatever it is. And then the song is like that story. So it's like this way to sort of express, I guess, myself as like in a different way than just being like, well, my girlfriend broke up with me, I'm going to write, you know, a breakup song. It's more like, if that happened, maybe a story about a person overcoming evil, or, you know, like, so, like, it'll be like that. So,
like, some metaphors in there.
Yeah. And so that was just it's a song about this guy who plays on the street a lot, and he was just in a bad place, and he was like this fiddle playing clown. And that's just sort of, it was sort of me sort of trying to write about what I'm seeing with this character.
Cool.
So,
do you guys ever play on the streets?
Yeah, we do.
A lot.
Yeah. Where's a good spot to do that?
In St. Louis, we there's a street called the Del Mar Loop, the area that we play a lot. But any area with lots of foot traffic, lots of families. Uh-huh. But it could help, you know, fund gas money for tours. And.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think people make a lot more money doing that than you would you would know.
Yeah, for sure.
We usually make more money playing on the street in St. Louis than we do playing gigs in St. Louis.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I know some bands, even when they get to the point where they don't, quote, have to play on the streets, they still do it because they love doing it.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun. It's a good way to, like, if you have a new song that you're working on and it's not all sort of worked out yet, you can sort of just play it on the street, and, you know, people aren't going to hear the little intricacies that aren't right. So it's a good way to practice performing a new song.
Well, what do you guys want to do as a band? Where have you set your sights kind of right now?
I think right now we're just trying to figure out how we can make this happen so we can do it full time and travel around and record records and, you know, live the dream like every other band trying to do it, you know.
Yeah. Do you guys have day jobs back in St. Louis?
They're all music-based. You know, Ian and I both teach privately, you know, quite a few students, and Mark is really busy as a gigging bassist around town. So we're lucky that we have fairly flexible jobs, and they're all based in music.
Oh, good. That's great. And, yeah, I heard that bass players get the most gigs. My son, who's 11, he plays bass, and everyone told him, yeah, that's the instrument if you really want to work.
Yeah, I mean, in St. Louis, if you can play jazz and you can read a chart, you can work 5 days a week if you want, you know.
Yeah, okay, good. I'll tell them to stick with it then.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, you guys are playing at the Revolution Brewery. By the time this airs, you will have already played. But,
yeah, sorry.
So you were saying earlier that you really like coming to Paonia. What do you like about it?
Man, like, the people were so welcoming last time, and they have been since we've been here too. Seem to be huge supporters of music, you know, even on a Wednesday, which is great.
Uh-huh.
You know, everyone, yeah, be it from, you know, whether we need a place to stay or we need, you know, a place to take a shower or.
Yeah, we had no place to stay last time, and we got about 5 or 6 different offers. They're like, you need a place to stay? I was like, well, they just said we could stay at there. Oh, okay, just making sure.
They start fighting over you.
Right.
Nice.
But yeah, and very, very receptive to the music. You know, the night before, we didn't have a great gig, so it was very refreshing, you know, to have an audience that was so supportive. And, you know, people were up dancing, and, you know, at that time, it was our first big tour, and we didn't have as much music as we do now, so we were asked to play our set again, and which was funny. And
yeah, like, the time was over, and they were like, more songs. And we're like, there's no more songs. We've done all of the songs.
Play them again!
And like, someone said, play your first set again.
Like, so right. We did!
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
So we're going to hear one more song from you called Monotonous Stare.
Yeah, we'll do that one.
Great.
forgotten to stare, screaming beware, but really it's all okay. I use my voice, 'twas not my choice, there's nothing, really nothing to say. This thing I see will drown from me, meaning it's nothing at all. Snares my mind, listen to the unfold, and you see, don't you see, won't you look at me, oh, won't you look at me, you're confused.
I'm here with Mount Thelonious, and you've been listening to Ian Lubar on vocals and guitar, Alyssa Avery on violin and vocals, and Mark Wallace on the upright bass. You guys are great. I'm so glad you,
oh, thank you,
you like to come here.
Yeah. Every time, anytime.
So earlier before we started this interview, you mentioned to me that you do some twists on some pop songs, so... Love to hear one of those too, if we could, before you leave.
Do that.
Yeah, sure. Cool. All right, here we go.
All right, what are we gonna hear?
This is "Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic" by The Police.
Very nice.
As played by Mount Thelonious. Thank you.
tried before to tell her of the feelings I have for her in my heart. Every time that I come near her, I just lose the nerve, as I've done from the start. 'Cause every little thing she does is magic, everything she do just turned me on. Since we first met, it's a big enough umbrella, though it's always me that ends up getting wet. 'Cause every little thing she does is magic, everything she do just turned me on. Even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for her goes on. I resolve to call her up 1,000 times a day, and I'll ask her if she'll marry me in some old-fashioned way. And my silent fears have gripped me long before I reach the phone. Long before my tongue has tripped me, must I always be alone? Magic.